Hi all, I am going to read a book, Think Like a Monk, and the chapter is Gratitude, the world's most powerful drug. Appreciate everything, even the ordinary, especially the ordinary. Once we have trained the mind to look inward, we are ready to look outward at how we interact with others in the world. Today it is common to talk about amplifying gratitude in our lives. We are all blessed, but attaching a hashtag to a moment is different from digging to the root of all we have been given and bringing true intentional gratitude to our lives every day. Benedictine monk brother David Stendhal Rast defines gratitude as the feeling of appreciation that comes when you recognize that something is valuable to you, which has nothing to do with its monetary worth. Words from a friend, a kind gesture, an opportunity, a lesson, a new pillow, a loved one's return to health, the memory of a blissful moment, a box of vegan chocolates. When you start your day with gratitude, you will be open to opportunities, not obstacles. You will be drawn to creativity, not complaint. You will find fresh ways to grow rather than succumbing to negative thoughts that only shrink your options. In this chapter, we are going to expand our awareness of gratitude and why it's good for you. Then, we will practice finding reasons to be grateful every day. We will learn when and how to express gratitude for both small gifts and those that have mattered most. Gratitude is good for you. It's hard to believe that thankfulness could actually have measurable benefit, but the science is there. Gratitude has been linked to better mental health, self-awareness, better relationships, and a sense of fulfillment. One way scientists have measured the benefits of gratitude was to ask two groups of people to keep journals during the day. The first group was asked to record things for which they felt grateful, and the second was asked to record times they had felt hassled or irritated. The gratitude group reported lower stress levels at the end of the day. In another study, college students who complained that their minds were filled with racing thoughts and worries were told to spend 15 minutes before bed listing things for which they were grateful. Gratitude journaling reduced intrusive thoughts and helped participants sleep better. Try this. A gratitude journal. Every night, spend 5 minutes writing down things you are grateful for. If you want to conduct your own experiment, spend the week before you start writing down how much sleep you get. The following week, keep a gratitude journal and in the morning, write down how much sleep you got. Any improvement? Gratitude and the mind. When the monkey mind, which amplifies negativity, tries to convince us that we are useless and worthless, the more reasonable monk mind counters by pointing out that others have given us their time, energy and love. They have made efforts on our behalf. Gratitude for their kindness is entwined with self-esteem, because if we are worthless, then that would make their generosity towards us worthless too. Gratitude also helps us overcome the bitterness and pain that we all carry with us. Try feeling jealous and grateful simultaneously. Hard to imagine, right? When you are present in gratitude, you can't be anywhere else. According to UCLA neuroscientist Alex Kopp, we truly can't focus on positive and negative feelings at the same time. When we feel grateful, our brains release dopamine, the reward chemical, which makes us want to feel that way again, and we begin to make gratitude a habit. Says Kolb, once you start seeing things to be grateful for, your brain starts looking for more things to be grateful for. It's a virtuous cycle. For years, researchers have shown that gratitude plays a major role in overcoming real trauma. A study published in 2006 found that Vietnam War veterans with high level of gratitude experienced lower rates of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. If you have been going through a breakup, if you have lost a loved one, if anything has hit you hard emotionally, gratitude is the answer. Gratitude has benefits not just for the mind but for physical body. The toxic emotions that gratitude blocks contribute to widespread inflammation, which is a precursor to lots of chronic illness, including heart disease. Studies show that grateful people not only feel healthier, they are also more likely to take part in healthy activities and seek care when they are ill. The health benefits of gratitude are so extensive that Dr. P. Murli Duraiswamy, head of the Division of Psychology at Duke University Medical Center, told ABC News, "If thankfulness were a drug, it would be the world's best-selling product with a health maintenance indication for every major organ system."